Tomorrow, June 4th, marks 32 years since Chinese soldiers cleared pro-democracy protesters from Beijing's Tiananmen Square. It is believed the troops killed hundreds of people, if not thousands. It is forbidden to publicly memorialize them within China. People have remembered the dead in Hong Kong, which has enjoyed greater freedom of speech, but now that is getting harder. NPR's John Ruich reports.
For 30 years, Hong Kong residents marked the anniversary of the June 4th crackdown with a candlelight vigil. This past weekend, city officials, citing the pandemic, said it wouldn't be happening this year. It's the second year in a row that's happened.
It's quite obvious. It's political.
Chris Yeung is a journalist and commentator in Hong Kong. Last year, he says, thousands of people showed up anyway. Police have since charged more than 20 pro-democracy activists with unlawful assembly.
So this year, people will be scared, and the government also wants to scare people not to do it.
Beijing's grip on the former British colony has tightened markedly over the past year. Authorities enacted a sweeping national security law. Many of the territory's highest-profile democracy activists have also been arrested or are in prison. That includes Lee Chuk-yan, who was chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance in support of patriotic democratic movements in China. The group organizes the June 4th candlelight vigil. Richard Choi, who was the Alliance's secretary, is helping run it now.
Now it's a worse situation than before.
Not only have authorities banned the vigil, they've also gone after an Alliance-run museum dedicated to June 4th, saying it lacks the proper license. Choi says they've closed it while seeking legal advice. Despite these obstacles, he says people should try to mark the day.
Individually, we can still find different sorts of ways. It would be very hard for the government to say we are doing a novel activity.
Some may put a candle in their window. Others may take to social media. Jeremy Brown is a historian at Simon Fraser University. He says when events like the annual vigil are blocked,
remembering becomes resistance.
People in Hong Kong will do what many mainland Chinese have done for decades, commemorate the spring of 1989 in private.
It's not possible to kill the memory of an atrocity or to totally wipe out what happened. And it's actually counterproductive.
Han Dongfang is a living example of that. He was a railway worker in Beijing in 89. He joined the protests and did jail time for it. He's since been living in Hong Kong, where he works as an activist on labor issues in China. He's attended the candlelight vigil in the past, but not every year.
June 4th is part of my life. If anyone has two birthdays, that's my second birthday. I don't need an event to commemorate this.
He doesn't know yet how he'll mark the day this year, but he says he will. John Ruich, NPR News.